It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
We'll get hooked up here with Michael Thompson in just a second, the play-by-play color commentator for the Lakers on radio, as we talk to him before the series, and we'll get the thoughts on the Lakers, what to expect from them tonight in Game 3. Then we'll get to our mock draft, as we've had a chance to reach out and talk to a bunch of people around the different NFL cities picking ahead of the Broncos. And we'll get their picks, mix in a couple of our own with what we've learned from people we've talked to, and see if we can't put together a little bit of our own morning show mock draft for the 11 picks before the Broncos at 12. But join us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline for the second time in this series. It is Michael Thompson. Michael, good morning.
Good morning to you guys, not for us so much.
Yeah, I mean, like, that was probably the best three quarters of basketball that the Lakers have played all you know, season. And then to have that much of a devastating loss, to go home with that, like, how do you recover from that, and how have you seen them respond to it?
Well, Mark, you a big-time athlete, and know what it's like to be at that level. And all of a sudden, I'd be, like, playing football for 59 minutes and 58 seconds, and then some little kicker comes in there from 70 yards away and nails a three-pointer to win by one. Imagine how that would make you feel.
Right.
But, yeah, that was, you know, it's like Denver plays in the Mile High City, and it's almost like you need a mile lead to beat this team, because 20 points obviously wasn't enough to have a big enough lead to come back. Jamal Murray was cold as a Canadian cold front in the first 36 minutes, and then he sees one shot going in the fourth quarter, and that unleashes him, shows why he's one of the best clutch players in the game. And then that flipping Jokic, I don't get this guy, man. You know, you watch him, you guys have seen him play every game, and we watch him play a lot. This guy plays, you know, he sit there and you analyze him and say, who does he play like? What is his style? You know who Jokic looks like he's playing like? He plays like he's still warming up. You know, like you see guys do their drills before the game, like he's doing his little drills, not really stressing and not really under pressure, but like he's practicing his moves against an assistant coach, but he's doing it against Anthony Davis. it's amazing to watch how this guy is so efficient, so good, so smooth, and you can't hurry him up, you can't frustrate him, he just keeps on doing it like he's just going through his practice drills like it's no big deal. He's just an amazing player to watch, and Denver's tough because they've got two of the best closers in the game, and then they got the players around them who understand their role and play off those guys and do it so well. So that's why they're so tough to put away. They're like a vampire. You think you got him, but then he pops up again.
Visit with Michael Thompson. Michael, as you look back on Game 2, what happened? Because the Lakers were playing so well, so disciplined, and they had built the big lead. I thought there was a stretch there where they started to get a little bit lazy offensively and started to, you know, take the first available three. They got a little bit sloppy, and then as they started to miss shots and the Nuggets started to put a little run together, it just looked like the Lakers really tightened up, really got tight. How, from your vantage point, what happened to that team that was playing so good, so connected for 2.5 quarters?
Yeah, three things. They got sloppy. They got some crucial fourth quarter turnovers, and Denver's so good. You can't give them extra possessions like that. And like you say, the rebounding sort of sloughed off. And then lastly, I kept asking during the broadcast, has anybody seen Anthony Davis? He took one shot in the fourth quarter. I mean, how's a guy who's 13 or 14, 14 or 15 through three quarters not touch the ball in the fourth quarter? At least go through him and let him stay in some kind of rhythm. So they just completely got away from Anthony Davis, and the ball stopped moving in the fourth quarter. And you hit any kind of like little rut, a little kind of a slump for 3 or 4 minutes. That's going to open it up for Denver to go on and run of their own. You have to keep scoring against the Nuggets in the fourth quarter because they're not going to stop.
So moving forward to tonight's game, the key from your perspective as the Lakers analyst, what do they have to do to make this a series?
Got to get off to a fast start tonight. Get the crowd into the game, because if they fall behind early, 8, 9, 10 points, man, Denver's so good as playing with the lead. So the Lakers have got to come out and send the message right away. And that doesn't mean the Nuggets are going to go away, because they don't stop competing against you. But in the fourth quarter, they got to take better care of the ball, and they got to get every defensive rebound. Got to keep Jokic off the glass. He's so good at using his length and his positioning to get second shots, and also Aaron Gordon, keep his second possessions alive. So Lakers have got to execute in the fourth quarter because you know the Nuggets are going to do it. So fourth quarter, that's where championships are won, well, series are won. So with the Lakers' experience, they should be able to take care of that here tonight at home.
Last one, Michael Thompson is our guest. Michael, were you disappointed at all in the way that LeBron James handled his press conference? Rather than really taking responsibility and making it about the blown lead, that he instead went off about the officiating the replay center and then dropped the mic and walked away?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. If I was a player, I tried not to blame the officials. Yeah, you're going to get bad calls in the first quarter. You're going to get bad calls in the fourth quarter. You got to play through those. And as a player, I always took it upon my responsibility as myself as teammates that we got to hold the lead. It's our job to hold the lead. And, yeah, we're going to get some calls against us. You have to expect that when you're on the road. It's always been that way. It's the history of basketball that the home team sometimes gets the favorable calls, and you got to play through that. So that's the way I always approach things, man. It, you know, it's my fault to be lost, not the referees. That's the way I looked at it.
That's the best.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I know you're aware, right, of the massive, massive difference in free throws attempted by the Lakers compared to their opponents, compared to the rest of the NBA, right? You're aware of that.
Oh, yeah, I know that. But that's, you know, that was like in the first half of the season. You know, since the All-Star break, the officiating has changed, and they allow a lot more contact now for players in the paint going to the basket. And now you have to adjust to that and understand that. And just ignore, you're going to get fouled and you're not going to get the calls. And you just got to, you know, be mentally tough and play through that and keep playing and not complain to the refs so much, because now calls are not being called as they were back in November, December, and January.
You roll your eyes about the way the game is officiated compared to the way it was officiated when you played.
No, I like it. I like this new style because it allows more contact now, allows guys to play defense. Before, the NBA gave the officials the edict to allow more contact. I mean, the games were so boring and slow because there'd be so many free throws. Now, guys have to adjust and learn how to play through contact. A lot of the way they play through FIBA basketball, international basketball, is a lot like that, too. You got to just ignore the referee sometimes and expect to get hit and just play through it. So I like this new style, this new officiating style.
All right. Michael, man, we appreciate you. All the best. Thanks for jumping on.
Looking forward to coming back 2-2 for game 5.
All right. You hot snot, you. Yeah, all right.
See.
All right. Michael Thompson, the color commentator for the Lakers on their radio broadcast.